Well, there's been a good number of accidents this last year, which we've been told something in the region of 12. The road itself is very close to the Irish Gador and not too far from the school in Derrybeg. So we're very, very concerned at the moment. Like I said, there's a good number of accidents. Somebody's lives could be lost. We know last Friday that there was a woman who was walking down and a car came around the corner and for whatever reason lost control, and this woman could have been killed very easily.
What's the issue here with this road? What makes this stretch so dangerous?
In that area, there are a number of corners. Somebody would say that the surface itself is a bit too slippy. And there's a number of factors. One of the factors could be speed as well, and I would ask people to slow down going into that area. But it has to be addressed no matter what the reason is. And one of the other things that myself and John Hamish are calling for is that there's a footpath put down the side of the road, because there are not alone adults walking that road, but there are school children who walk that road every day to get to school as well.
And would you fear that if the council don't carry out remedial works ASAP, then someone could be seriously injured?
Absolutely, that somebody could be seriously injured. 12 odd accidents within a number of months to a year. Absolutely, it's an accident waiting to happen. And I'm just so glad that last Friday that it wasn't as bad as it could have been, where a member of that area or that community, Nora, could have been easily killed. It was only feet away from hitting her, is what I've been told. And now I'm glad that the council has moved to start works on that within the next week or two. But also we need a footpath down there. I'm not sure where the money would come from, but it needs to be addressed, because the last thing, like I says, we want is somebody to be killed or seriously hurt.